goes to Masonic Pathways, care of Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Jane Large, L-A-R-G-E, date of birth 3-2-1933. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Large with a stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was 1 year ago, April 16th of 2024. She has been doing well since her last visit and had some difficulty with her scheduled follow-up appointments. Therefore, it's been a year since she was seen. She states she's feeling well. She has put on 13 pounds over the last 12 months, and she does have ongoing swelling in the lower extremities and asks what she could do in addition to her Bumex to help the swelling. And she does have shortness of breath on exertion. She has been very compliant about getting monthly lab studies done, and she follows a low-salt diet carefully. She has not tried any special compression stockings because she can't get them on by herself, and she lives in the independent living side of the Masonic home, so she doesn't have help to apply compression stockings and then remove them. But she would be open to trying something with Velcro or possibly zippered compression stockings that would go over the diabetic socks. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no ulcerations or lesions on lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight the metoprolol, 25 milligram once daily. And the Bumex is 1 milligram daily with potassium 10 mil equivalent twice a day. Also, Xarelto is 10 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 139 pounds. Pulse is 58 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 76. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with diminished bases and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has 2 to 3+ edema in the lower extremities and feet. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 4th, 2025. Her hemoglobin is 11.8, normal white count and platelets 124,000. Calcium is 9.2. Creatinine is 1.49 with estimated GFR 33, sodium 141, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide is 31. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels this month. We've asked her to continue getting labs done every month. 2, congestive heart failure with edema of the lower extremities. She could use Velcro compression garments over the diabetic stockings. That would probably be very effective and easier for her to put on. The zipper stockings are also effective and easier to put on. So those two choices would be good for this patient. She will continue a low-salt diet. And she'll limit fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. Oh, please go back to the heart rate part and change it to irregular heart rate. I made a mistake when I said regular, so it's irregular heart rate. and congestive heart failure with signs of right-sided heart failure with the edema of the lower extremities. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.